Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a mover and shaker in the entertainment world. I am exceedingly happy to have today's guest on the show, Michael Brent De Maria. He's a wonderful musician and composer. And I'll share a secret with you. My mailman hates me. Almost every day he has packages for me. Books, CDs, DVDs, etc. And most get watched, listened to, or read exactly once. And then they're put in a box in a dark place. A very few items go in my secret stash of things I love. Well, Michael Brent De Maria's new CD is in that secret place. In fact, for the past few weeks, it's been residing almost permanently on my CD player in the bedroom. It is a spectacular CD. Before I introduce Michael, let's listen to a sample from this new CD, Sia Tunka, and this is actually the title track, Sia Tunka. Michael, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Simon. Great to be here.
Maybe we could start with a little background information. Who is Michael Brandt de Maria?
Well, that's a great question, Simon. I'd say professionally, I'm a psychologist. I am a composer, musician, and author and speaker. And those are the hats I wear professionally. I'm also a transplanted Southerner, born and raised in Connecticut, and have been down in Florida now, off and on, for close to 25 years.
Yeah, so you're definitely a Floridian by now.
Yes, I am, and as most Floridians, I am transplanted here, but I've learned to love the Gulf Coast.
Yes, indeed, it is beautiful. Where did the idea come from to write Siyatanka?
Well, Simon, that's actually a really interesting and great question. Basically, the seeds for this album, Siyatanka, were planted 15 years ago. I was really dealing with what I like to call compassion fatigue. I was working a lot as a clinical psychologist, in particular specializing in child abuse and neglect. And I was a child protection team psychologist for a Tri-County area. And one particular very difficult case had me really, really suffering at the time. And through a series of synchronicities, I ended up on a Blackfoot reservation up in Alberta, Canada, 15 years ago. And it was during that time I enacted what was called, or is called, a vision quest, which is a period of time spent in the wilderness alone. And during that time, I heard for the first time the Native American flute. And when I heard the sound of the flute, Simon, and I also at the same time heard the story of Siyatanka for the first time, the story itself and the sound of the flute literally brought tears to my eyes. I was really so moved by the experience that, number one, I knew I had to play the flute, and number two, I realized that this story was central to my own life and that I'd hoped one day to bring it to a wider audience. So 15 years later, it became both a play that I co-wrote, and then it became a CD, which was a soundtrack to that play. And now I'm so thrilled that the CD has found its way into the world, touching many people, and has developed a life of its own.
I love the wooden flutes that you use. Can you tell us a little bit about the instrument? I mean, I'm assuming that it's more than one, that there's obviously a whole range of them that cover different aspects, if you will.
Yes, yes. Over 15 years, I've collected well over 50 myself, so I have many flutes, and they do. They come in all sizes and shapes and different keys and different woods. And this instrument is really an amazing instrument, a beautiful instrument, and they range from very high flutes that you'll hear on the CD, which represents or symbolizes many times birds from the story, down to very, very low, or what we call ultra bass flutes that really symbolize, at least in this CD and then the story, the animals like elk and then an owl. The mid-range flute that you hear throughout and you just heard on that track really represents the main protagonist, Takota, who is the main protagonist of the story, Siyatanka. And Siyatanka literally is simply the Lakota word for flute, which is also, if we literally translated it, it would probably be something closer to the great song. Well, one real special thing about these instruments, it's said that to make the flute, you have to take the heart of the wood out of the flute to hollow it out so it will play. So for the flutes to really sing, the player has to put his heart back into the flute. And I've always loved that about them. And of course, because they're made of wood, they really have a warmth that many other flutes don't have.
Oh, indeed. I mean, the very first time I played the CD, I went, oh, wow. You know, this is such a rich flute sound, so unlike what you get from the more metallic or even plastic instruments that yes. many people play.
Yes, thank you, Simon. I appreciate that very much.
Maybe you could quickly share the story of Sia Tonka, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not familiar with this story.
Yes, I'd be happy to, Simon. And we hope we're actually turning the play into a novel, so I'm going to give a very short synopsis, but to know the legend itself, maybe it is a few pages long. We turned it into a 90-page script, and now we're turning it into an actual novel that we hope will find even a wider audience. But the thumbnail sketch of the story is there is this boy, maybe young to mid-teens, and he is very kind of awkward in the village. He doesn't fit in with the other boys. He's not as fast or as big or as strong, and he feels like a misfit. And he's being raised by his grandparents. His parents had passed away, and basically, he is in love with this girl who shows him not much interest. So his grandfather tells him that he will become a man if he goes and finds this big elk and kills the elk and brings it back to the tribe, because this is the typical way that boys become men. For him, he goes out on this misadventure, and in the attempts of trying to kill an elk, he hears this sound, and he's a terrible hunter. He gets lost. He gets doesn't know where he's going. And in the midst of all these misadventures, he hears a sound, and the sound just opens and pierces his heart. And he follows the sound all the way to a cedar tree. And he sees the cedar tree has a branch on it, and the sound is coming from this branch. And what has happened is termites have eaten out the inside of the cedar branch. And then there is a woodpecker who is eating the termites and has pecked holes in the top of the branch. So as the wind blows through this branch and the woodpecker jumps from hole to hole, it creates this hauntingly beautiful sound. And then the next half of the story is he wants this music. He wants to bring the music back, not an elk, but the music. So the long story, we don't have time to go into, but the short story is he learns that you can't just make this sound. He has to literally, pray and become humble and ask the spirits of the place, the spirits of the tree, the spirits of the woodpecker, the spirits of all those things around that make the music, the spirit of music itself, to teach him how to make a flute. And so he goes and he learns and he teaches and has confrontations with the owl and the elk, the woodpecker, and the trees. And then he finally brings this flute. The final real piece of the story is he has to find his soul song, which is the song that we all carry. We have to find inside to find out who we are, what we're here on the planet to do, and also, ultimately, who will go with us, because the flute becomes a courting flute. And the story is that the young Lakota boys would go out into the woods to find their soul song. They would come back to the village, play their soul song, and their winchinchilla, which is their soulmate, would be attracted and drawn to their song and only their song. And that's how they would mate, kind of like a mating call for the birds. So he finally comes back to the village, and he plays his soul song, and his winchinchilla hears Lenmana, hears the song, and they end up together. So it's a great love story. I think it's also a great coming-of-age story. And I also think, most importantly, why this story has touched so many people is, most importantly, it's about bringing art and creativity into culture. Because this is a story about before the flute ever existed, before you ever heard a flute anywhere on the planet, and how the first flute came to be, which is about wood being used to create beauty instead of create an arrow or an axe or a spear to kill someone. It's used to make beauty and bring connection and love into the world. And to me, that's a story worth telling in today's world.
I think it would be fair to say that I really, really, really like this CD. I would love to see a video of one of the tracks. I can see it in my mind's eye. I mean, it would just be such a beautiful, soothing visual, and I'll bet eggs is eggs. It would go viral online. So make a video and let me know, and I'll happily post it on BNN.
That's a deal, Simon. You're not the first who suggested that, and I will take your suggestion to heart, and I hope to get you that video one day.
I'll look forward to it. Who else plays with you on the CD?
Actually, believe it or not, this particular CD, I compose all the music and I play all the instruments myself.
Right, and you just sort of multi-track the deal? Using
correct.
Some high technology.
Layer, yes, it's wonderful today. Many of these tracks, some of the more complex tracks, have 30 or 40 different layers on them. So I play keyboards. I played piano since I was 7, and I played percussion since I was about 8 or 9. And then I really picked up the woodwinds about 15 years ago. So it was really... this has been a labor of love, and put a lot of heart and soul into this particular CD. But like I said, I think it was incubating inside of me for some 15 years, so when it finally came out, it certainly came out.
Right. I was going to ask you what sort of feedback you're getting about the CD. However, a little birdie told me that it did indeed... top the New Age charts, which is no mean feat. So I'm presuming you're getting some very good feedback about it.
Simon, we've been so pleased, and I've been so happily surprised that it seems to really touch many people. The reviews have just been wonderful. We've had reviews from all over the world, written in Spanish and in Danish, and it's in Japan, and we were really excited. And in January, it was number 2 on the New Age Reporter site, which is a site that basically monitors between 100 and 150 radio stations around the world. And it was in New Age, Ambient, and World Music. And then thought that might be a fluke, and it would head down the charts. And then February... it hit number 1, and it's still in the top 10, so it's been in the top 10 for the last 3 months, with hitting number 1 in February. So the response has just been, very, very special. There's some buzz out that it will be nominated for a Native American Music Award, and we'd just be thrilled if that is the case. And it's so moving to me that this CD has just taken on such a life of its own. It really has exceeded my expectations.
One of the things I would like to see is you getting a wider audience. Sure, I mean, New Age is an important genre, but it's a little bit niche. I really feel that a work like Sia Tonka would have huge, huge appeal to un-New Age people, if only they knew it existed. Have you considered trying to get airplay on more traditional radio-type stations?
I have just begun to, and again, you are one of a number of people who have mentioned that, so... very much taking that to heart and so appreciate those words. And, you know, if you have any particular ideas, any ideas come to you, don't hesitate to let me know yourself. Shoot me an email, and I'll also continue to be open to that. It does seem like this music has taken on a life of its own, and our deepest desire is to get this music out, because I do believe this music is about, as it was for Native people, not just entertainment, but also for healing and inspiration and celebration. And I very much hope for that to happen. And part of that is 10% of the net proceeds of Siutanka is also going to support Native American charities. There's some information on my website on siutanka.com, and in particular to help bring attention to the plight of Lakota, who live in some of the poorest sections of our country, and who it's the culture that gave us this story. So we feel, you know, that there is, you know, part of a higher purpose that this music and CD is also trying to serve. So right. I so appreciate that, Simon.
Last week, when we were setting up the interview, you mentioned that you're playing at a Native music festival next weekend. Where is it, and what's all that about?
Yes, this is one of the largest festivals in the country, and I've played throughout the country at many of these different festivals and gatherings. This particular one is called Musical Echoes. Musical Echoes, and you can go to www.musicalechoes.com to find out more. And it's actually in Florida, in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, on the Gulf Coast. And even though it's fairly local, only about an hour and a half drive from me, it's one of the largest events of its kind in the country. There will be flute makers and players from all over the world that come, and we've had some of the biggest names in the Native American flute world play, and I'll be playing both with some other performers and myself. I'll also be guiding a drum circle on one of the ancient mounds there. There's a beautiful ancient mound, Indian mound, and we do a Native American drum circle there once a year, and it's a really special event.
Wow.
So anybody who can make it, we'd love to see them.
Okay, folks, so go down and check out Michael Brent DeMaria playing live next weekend. Let's take another musical break. This is another track from Siutanka. This is Branched Horn. Thank you. wonderful stuff. A truly, truly magnificent track. I know that you mentioned it earlier, but can you give us your web address one more time so that people can find you online?
Yes, Simon. There's a number of ways. One is Michael DeMaria, that's D-E-M as in Michael, A-R-I-A.com, www.michaeldemaria.com. Also, for this particular CD, you can go right to the Siotonka page at www.siotonka, that's S-I-Y-O-T-A-N-K-A.com. And also, basically, you can enter the site, which is also the name of my consulting company, which is Ontos, O-N-T-O-S.org, so www.ontos.org, O-N-T-O-S.org.
Do you have samples from Siotonka that people can listen to online?
Yes, there are samples online. You can also listen to samples of Siotonka and my other two CDs online, and there you can also find them on CDBaby.com and Amazon.com, iTunes, Rhapsody, and a host of other downloadable places. So it's out there, and you really get a sampling of all the CDs. And we really appreciate people's support of this music very, very much.
And what's next for you musically?
Well, Simon, I'm really excited about two projects I'm working on. I've kind of gone between releasing what I call my healing, it's the Healing Sound Project. And I release a CD in the Healing Sound Project, which is much more ambient music. And I alternate those releases with what I call more CDs like Siotonka, which are more maybe mainstream, sometimes called New Age or world music, which has a little bit wider range of emotional expression, a lot more percussion. So basically, I have one of each of those in the works. The one follow-up to Siotonka is called Earth. And Earth is, I'm really excited about. It's basically taking the listener around the world through different cultures of the world, showing the versatility of the Native American flute. So I'm using the Native American flute to express, using them to show like Middle Eastern tunes and a feel of Asian tunes and Celtic tunes. And so I'm using it in some non-traditional ways and really backing up with a lot of world percussion and a lot of different world music. And I'm just very excited about this CD and working in the studio on that right now. And the next in the Healing Sound series, of which there's already been two, The River and then Ocean, and the follow-up to both of those is going to be Voices. And this is going to be nothing but using voice in some really new, rich, and interesting ways for in the Healing Sound series, which is a very ambient music that really helps the listener de-stress and relax and find the flow.
I'm really looking forward to the CD that you talked about using the flute in all sorts of different styles. That sounds like a very, very interesting project.
Thank you, Simon. I'm very excited about it also.
We're almost out of time, but I do have one last question. You mentioned Ontos earlier. Can you tell me a little bit about that organization?
Yes, Ontos is the Greek word for being. And this organization is really my desire and hope to bring a little bit more healing and wholeness into the world. And basically, it's there to help people live more creative, meaningful, and effective lives. I work with individuals and groups in some very creative ways to help people tap into their natural and own healing potential and also their creativity. You know, I really have a mission in life to help people find their gifts and share it with the world. The Native American saying is that we each have a soul print that's as individual and unique as our thumbprint. And our life mission is to find what our gifts are, and that is what is most natural, instinctual, and effortless for us. And our goal is to give these gifts away to our people, that a gift is not for us, but to give away to others. And it's just so wonderful and beautiful to watch people connect with their intrinsic gifts and help them find really more of their life path that's more meaningful for them. Of course, music is intertwined with all of that, partly because that is one of my gifts I feel I'm here to bring and give away to my people. And also because I use music as a way for people getting in touch with their own creativity and their own natural healing potential in themselves. So Ontos is near and dear to my heart and very important and intertwined with a lot of the work I do. And for those who are interested, I also have written two books and a book of poetry. That's part of what we do with Ontos as well. So we have Ontos Music and Ontos World Press. And then we do have workshops, and I do concerts and lectures around the country as well. So people that are interested in that work, I see my work as a healer and as an artist is very intertwined. And the art is going inside, and then the healing is going outside and helping others. So it's a nice mixture, and I hope to help other people find those kinds of balances in their own world.
Right, and people can find more information on www.ontos.com?
.org, O-R-G.
.org.
Ontos.org, O-R-G. Yes, okay. And plenty of information online about it.
Great. Michael, it has been absolutely delightful talking to you this morning, and I'm sure I speak for everyone at Blogger News in wishing you every success with Siotonka and your future projects. It has been a wonderful discussion.
Thank you so much, Simon, and thank you for having me and for making this interview available for others. Thank you so much.
Okay, this is Simon Barrett for Blogger News Network, wishing everyone a great day, and hope that you will tune back in sometime soon. Okay, goodbye.